WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the three candidates still in the running for Bryan School Superintendent has dropped out. Interviews with the two others will take place today and tomorrow. Bryan ISD President Trey Moore says the third was selected as the sole finalist in another district. Moore says this week's interviews will last at least 3 hours. That's twice as much time as the first round.
They will take at least 3 hours. Part of that will be a social time where we can just kind of mingle and talk casually, and then a good portion of it will be sitting around a table with the candidate at the head and, you know, getting into the harder questions.
Board members are scheduled to review the two interviews after tomorrow's visit with the second candidate. The goal is to announce a lone finalist a week from Wednesday. The Twin Cities leads the United States in one category. The College Station Bryan area tops the nation with 59% of the population who live in rented housing. The Texas A&M Real Estate Center cites Census Bureau data compiled by the Wisconsin-based apartment finding firm Abodo. Number three on the list is Killeen at 56%. Only 21 cities in the nation with populations greater than 100,000 are what's described as being renter majority cities. 11 of the 21 are college towns, and four more are near major military bases. We have a correction to a story regarding a West Bryan housing development. Developers of the Edgewater subdivision off West Villa Maria behind Autumn Lakes did receive city council approval in 2013 to require less space between homes. Those developers are back requesting more changes, which received first round council approval earlier this month. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the new requests are the result of what developers have learned since starting construction.
What spurred this is really a desire by the developer to change the layout to add two new local streets, two cul-de-sac streets that were not part of the original design.
Final action is scheduled tomorrow night. Meantime, those already living in Edgewater and neighboring subdivisions are invited to the first of two meetings about a new park that will be built on Chick Lane. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 at Mary Branch Elementary School. Two cases of impersonating a police officer have been investigated by College Station police. One incident involved a woman who took an Uber ride from Northgate to her home 2 weeks ago and was met by a man who was driving a Jeep. According to the arrest report, 37-year-old Daniel Thompson Hurd identified himself as an undercover cop who said the Uber driver may have almost run over people in Northgate. The passenger got back in the Uber car and called the real police while taking photos of the Jeep as Hurd drove away. Hurd was arrested last Friday. An ex-boyfriend is accused of impersonating a College Station police officer in order to get his ex-girlfriend from seeing another man. 22-year-old Jimmy Russell Fox was arrested this week for calling the other man and his daughter last November. According to the arrest report, Fox identified himself as Officer James Russell to the daughter in an attempt to locate her father and threatening the other man if he did not stop his relationship with the ex-girlfriend. College Station's new fire chief finished his first week on the job last Friday with a swearing-in ceremony and reception. It's a position Jonathan McMahon has been working towards for nearly 30 years. McMahon has already made the rounds meeting his firefighters.
I've been going to home about 9 o'clock every night. I leave the office and then I go see the firefighters. I don't ever manage my place from the glass palace. I manage it from with boots on the ground because I want to know what's going on. They're the ones doing the work and they're the ones taking care of the EMS and fire needs in this community.
McMahon, a fifth-generation Texan, comes to College Station after spending the last 12 years in Tucson, Arizona. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning, 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. In fact, there may be a passing shower as well. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80. Clouds will persist tonight, so will the chance for a shower. Lows tonight are going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, the clouds will break up. We'll see partial sun develop. There could be a leftover shower. Highs tomorrow are going to be 80 to 85. It'll be breezy. Tomorrow night, it's partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will drop down probably to about 60, and then we'll see sunshine and 70 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, over the weekend, the men's basketball team downed Alabama on Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. Meanwhile, the women fell to Ole Miss yesterday in Oxford, and the A&M baseball team won 2 of 3 this weekend to claim the series against Pepperdine. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Hey, it's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So cloudy today, just kind of, it's not foggy, but there's plenty of humidity out there. And again, what is it, 67, 68?
67, yeah, man. And high near 80 today.
Yep, and then 85 tomorrow, just letting you know. Judge Wapner died.
Yeah.
97 years old.
Aww.
He was the guy
he
who
made
was,
a good run there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was on the bench of the People's Court long before all this other stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
Wapner served as a judge with the Los Angeles County Superior Court before taking the sweet gig on TV and ruled in front of the cameras for over a decade. His wife is still alive. They were married for 70 years.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. So anyway.
I remember being a kid and going to a courthouse for the first time with my mom or something, and she was getting a driver's license, something or other, you know. And we were going to the courthouse, and I was like, is Judge Wapner going to be there?
Yeah, hey. He was. Judge Wapner was, if you remember Rain Man, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big hit
definitely,
there.
Definitely Judge Wapner.
There you go. That's it. So, Bill Paxton passed away.
Yeah.
He'd done a lot of things. He was one of the other astronauts in Apollo 13
mm-hmm.
when Tom Hanks told us that, Houston, we have a problem, even though it was really somebody else. But anyhow, but he did that. He was
one of the Earp brothers in Tombstone.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the Game Over Man guy in Alien.
A lot of stuff. And the other thing is, though, and he was 61 years old, and I guess it kind of got lost in the shuffle of all the stuff mm-hmm. that happened with the Oscars last night. But anyhow, the story goes that he actually was a real hero, if you will, to a lot of people who are weathermen now.
Oh.
Meteorologists and weather geeks paid tribute to Bill Paxton after word of his untimely death came out yesterday. Mashable.com says Paxton was, quote, so loved in the weather community, end quote, that the National Weather Service tweeted a salute to the actor. They wrote, Twister was an inspiration to many budding meteorologists over the last 20 years. Thank you, Bill Paxton, a.k.a. Bill the Extreme Harding.
Huh.
He inspired nearly 200 storm chasers to spell out his initials BP using GPS coordinates on a live map showing the heart of Tornado Alley. Weather experts who appreciated how Paxton's being the extreme made meteorology actually seem cool to people who happened to see the movie Twister and Twister memorabilia. In fact, Dorothy, which was the tornado chasing contraption that he used in the film, sits in the lobby of the National Weather Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
Wow.
So there you go. Kind of a salute to him for making that happen.
Yeah, and Twister was good. I remember that.
Is that where the cow goes by?
Twister was like my first scary movie.
Oh, all right.
And not that it was like a horror movie, but it was, it was
they
intense.
They did almost like personify the weather, though, in that one.
Yeah.
Kind of make it like growl.
A little frightening. But all I saw was the cow go by. I didn't see the whole movie. But, I'm just saying.
Cow.
Yeah. Oh, the town of Henrietta, Oklahoma has finally decided to allow dancing within 500 feet of a church or a school. Remember we had that a few months ago?
Oh, yes. They tried to have a Valentine's Day dance, and they had to cancel it.
I guess the professional dancers got in there and put some pressure on the Henrietta, Oklahoma City Council to be able to do that. Okay. Glad that's the biggest problem they've got.
Yeah.
Right.
So now for people who apparently don't drone carefully, I mean, bad stuff happened. Got a couple of situations. Thanks to the advent of the relatively affordable drones, never before has it been easier for a person to actually take this piece of personal hardware and put it up in the sky and then, well, not do a good job.
Yeah.
Dronesmanship, if you will. Paul Skinner sentenced to 30 days in jail after losing control of a drone at the Seattle Pride Parade and crashing into two people, knocking one of them unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's reckless endangerment. Got a $500 fine. The judge presiding over the case reportedly acknowledged the incident wasn't deliberate, but that didn't save him from facing the 30 days in jail because allegedly the judge says that Skinner engaged in conduct that put people in danger, and one of them ended up being injured. So there.
Personal story. I was in a remote control airplane accident as an infant.
Okay.
As in one was flown into me.
Wow.
And I was in a stroller.
Yeah.
And so, and it was a young kid who just, you know, it was a remote control airplane show. So there were multiple, but he lost control, didn't know where he was flying it, and, you know, flew it into me.
Wow.
And so, obviously things are okay now.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and so these things, they're dangerous.
Did it
and
break the skin? I mean, did you?
I had 30 staples in my head.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it was, yeah.
Jeez.
It was a pretty intense accident.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Remind me, we don't go to any air shows with Chelsea, okay?
Yeah, you're right there. And
obviously, you know, glad that, you know, good old plastic surgeons took care of me. There were no issues. You know, everything's fine.
So,
everything's fine.
So if somebody says, hey, let's go out and fly drones, you may go, nah, not so much.
Yeah. But and now you've got people with these things with, you know, again, that they're just kind of flying wherever. I actually saw one of those remote control airplanes the other day at Wolfpin Creek. Someone was flying one around. Yeah. And so, but.
Well, if they know how to use them, I guess that's
fine. And that's
fine.
Why, do you think that it'll eventually come out? You almost need like a license?
Well, then you do. You have to have them licensed with the FAA. That just means that you're licensed to let them know you have it.
Right.
Yeah, not to
do you have to take a class
it.
Or like a training or something?
No. And again, that's kind of like driver licenses too. Just because you got one doesn't mean you know how to do it properly.
Yeah.
But then added to this, there was a drone apparently last week that frightened 1,500 elk that caused them to stampede.
Oh.
Yeah. At a time when too much stress can easily kill the animals. Typically, the National Elk Refuge provides a winter haven for elk. But last week, David Smart of Washington, D.C., got a ticket. It cost him $280 for allegedly launching a drone from a highway pullout and flying over hundreds of elk that were resting there. The device caused the elk to stampede half a mile through the snow. Smart was trying to film the animals and afterwards was apologetic. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was stupid.
Yeah.
So sorry I did what I didn't have any idea what I was doing.
Whoops.
Yeah. Nonetheless, wildlife managers take animal harassment seriously. Federal crime of which Smart was accused, disturbing wildlife, punishable by up to a $5,000 fine. Might not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
That would teach him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you think it'd be really cool to do that. Well, they don't know what it is. They don't know what's going to happen. And again, he didn't crash it, but he could have.
Right.
It could have ended much, much worse. So, yeah, just because you got a license for one or a permit doesn't mean.
They're not toys.
No, right. No, they're really not. So there. All right, so many women have showed up at a Minneapolis tattoo parlor for a permanent reminder of female solidarity that it had to turn away the latecomers. Chelsea Brink, Nora McKerney, and Kate O'Reilly organized a fundraiser in which people would get the tattoo of the words, "Nevertheless, she persisted," for $75. More than 100 women came for appointments to the Brass Knuckle Tattoo Studio. Yeah, they don't usually have a fluffy bunny tattoo parlor. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am so glad you guys are on the air.
Why?
Can because you're talking about important things and you're not all the
path
of other places did.
No, that's the whole idea, is we want to talk about stuff that nobody else talks about. Yeah. So there. So the deal is this. Nevertheless, she persisted. You remember Elizabeth Warren, the senator, was speaking, was that 2 weeks ago, and Senator Mitch McConnell had used that phrase. And so as a result, to show solidarity, $75. And it doesn't matter whether it's this or not. I don't think I'd go get a tattoo to show solidarity for anything.
No.
Not sure that I necessarily...
No, I watched a video of a tattoo removal the other day. And I don't have any ink.
Okay.
And I probably never will get any.
Yeah.
Not only to please my father, but after watching this removal process, that'll make you think again.
Well, so again, and I focus on YouTube because your ages are different than mine. There are people my age who have them, but... they're usually not fresh. They usually sag.
They've been around for a few years.
They've sagged and don't have the shape that they originally were intended to.
Yes.
But have you, either of you, had friends who have talked to you about, hey, I think about, I may get inked, and did you have that discussion?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people our age, too, also think, well, by the time I want to get it removed, they'll probably have advanced technology.
Oh, there you go.
Because I've heard that argument as well.
Okay.
I've got a friend who's got a lot of tattoos that he got over the years and everything. And he said his only regret for the tattoos that he has is that he didn't have a plan beforehand. So now he's just kind of got random things
areas
of his body.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. No. Well, and that's fine. That's great. That's okay. I just...
they're not my thing, but, you know.
It's not my world, and so I don't know. Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry to call back a second time, but technology cut out. Just as I was saying the key word there, you're not droning on about...
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go.
I forgot that. Hey, all right. Thank you. Appreciate you calling back. After all, we thought he really thought we were... enjoying, being entertaining instead.
Yeah, thanks for the non-compliment.
Need to get the punchline out there. That's true. All right, so it appears the Obama family filmed devotees because they were constantly asking for access to newly released movies, which they would watch in the White House screening room. Studio executive revealed to The Hollywood Reporter, there was never a film that they didn't request to watch. One of the films President Obama requested to watch was La La Land, which almost thought it won the best picture. But, just a few days before the family left the White House and also requested Monster Trucks, which is, what, is that an animated thing?
I think it's kind of. There's real actors and actresses,
okay.
But there's that weird monster thing that's in the truck.
All right.
Yeah.
Taking your word for it. Apart from enjoying the films in the White House screening room, the family also watched their private quarters and on Air Force One. While it is a tradition for the Hollywood studios to provide films to the White House for private viewing, not all presidents took advantage of that little perk. Bill Clinton was very interested. In 1999, Clinton told the late film critic Roger Ebert, the best perk of the White House is not Air Force One or Camp David or anything else. It's that wonderful movie theater that I get here. During his 8 years in office, Clinton watched 171 films.
Oh.
Wow.
God, that's a lot of popcorn.
Yeah, didn't they have anything better to do?
Yeah, it was a good thing he was busy.
His list, however, compales in comparison to Jimmy Carter. If you remember... those of you who were alive then, prime interest rate was 21%. I mean, we were having tough times. He was wearing a sweater because he told us we needed to cut our thermostats down and make our houses colder so he'd sit around and wear a sweater as this symbolism. Meantime, he watched 400 movies in 4 years.
Yeah, that didn't waste any energy.
400 movies.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, gosh. There you go. Anyway, he was leader of the free world, and, well, you see how that turned out for him. Anyhow, 724.
Join Junior League Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th at the Expo for this year's Bargain Blitz. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where shoppers will enjoy pizza, a DJ, and first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview party is $6 for adults and $3 for kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning, and admission is just $1 all day and free for kids 12 and under. See you there.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeiss. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Good morning, 726 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, about 81 degrees. Winds will be gusting up to about 20 miles an hour out of the south. And tonight, 67 is our low. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, and it's 85. The chance of showers increases on Tuesday night to 30% and continues on Wednesday there, but it cools down on Wednesday. We're down to 71 then. It's 67 on Thursday, about the same thing on Friday with sunshine. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 8, 97% relative humidity, and it's 67 out there.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aguilandrealestate.com.
Okay, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, Esteban Rafael Marquez Velasquez, any other host could do that, walked out of a New York jail, even though ICE had submitted an official detainer request to hold him for deportation. The New York Post reports city officials ignored the federal petition because New York is a sanctuary city, thanks to the far-left idiot mayor Bill de Blasio. Velasquez had been in Rikers for disorderly conduct. By his own admission, Velasquez is a member of the violent street gang MS-13, according to Thomas Decker, ICE's New York field director. Now, thankfully, ICE found and arrested the illegal immigrant gangster after he was released back into the streets by the Democrats who run New York. Velasquez now faces deportation. Things didn't turn out so well in Denver, though. The police refused to honor ICE's request to hold Ever Vallis, a 19-year-old illegal immigrant, jailed for theft. Denver authorities let him walk. Weeks later, this clown robbed and murdered a man at a rail station, according to charges. The Denver Sheriff's Department standing by their sanctuary city position. They claim it would have been unconstitutional to hold this guy in jail until ICE could pick him up. Now, the liberals who run these sanctuary cities are not sorry. No matter how many American citizens are beaten, robbed, raped, or even murdered by known criminals who are illegal immigrants, liberals are going to keep releasing them until somebody makes them stop.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members are holding a second round of interviews today and tomorrow with two and not three candidates for superintendent. Board President Trey Moore says one of their picks has accepted a position in another district, which he says is a reflection of the strength of their selections.
I really believe that we're going to come out with a final candidate that will be able to bring that sense of unity back to our community.
The first set of interviews were 90 minutes with pre-written questions. Moore says they'll have at least twice the time, in part to get into more depth.
What I'm hoping to have happen ideally is every member on the school board is going to have something that they view as important that may be on a different list of where somebody else's priorities lie. So what I'm really hoping is that each individual person can go through this process and rank candidates internally based on how they feel, their experiences, their ties in the community, what they see the needs of the district are, etc.
After tomorrow's visit with the second candidate, board members are scheduled to review the two interviews. The goal is to announce a lone finalist a week from Wednesday. Motorists in the Twin Cities are nearing the end of the fourth year of navigating the relocation of freeway on and off ramps. Another leg of the X-Ramp project starts tomorrow, affecting southbound traffic in Bryan between the Highway 21 and MLK exits. Depending on the weather, the new ramps could open as early as July. New ramps for northbound motorists getting on and off the Highway 21 exit opened last Friday. It's probably no surprise to anyone living here that there are more renters than homeowners in the Twin Cities. What you might not know is how rare that is in the United States.
Renters reign in two Texas cities is the headline from the latest newsletter from the Texas A&M Real Estate Center. College Station Bryan leads the nation with 59% of the population living in rental housing. Killeen is third in the nation at 56%. The Real Estate Center cites Census Bureau data compiled by the Wisconsin-based apartment finding firm Abodo that found only 21 cities in the nation with more than 100,000 people have the majority living in rental housing. Of the 21 cities, 11 are college towns, including three more from the Southeastern Conference. Hometown of the University of Georgia, Athens is second. Hometown of the University of Florida, Gainesville is sixth. And the hometown of the University of Missouri, Columbia is eighth. Killeen's one of four cities on the list located near major military bases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A correction to a story aired earlier this month regarding a West Bryan housing development. The Bryan City Council in 2013 did approve a request from developers of the Edgewater development behind Autumn Lakes off West Villa Maria to require less space between homes. 2 weeks ago, the council gave first round approval to more changes sought by the developers. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the request to change the layout will add two more streets and two more cul-de-sac streets that were not part of the original design.
Since they started developing the first phase, which had 192 lots, they had to do a lot more engineering studies. They know where the drainage ways are now. They slightly altered the design. They found a way where they could add these cul-de-sac streets behind the what will be the extension of Kingsgate.
Final action is scheduled tomorrow. Tonight, those already living in Edgewater, as well as surrounding neighborhoods, are invited to tell city officials what they want in a new park on Chick Lane. Monday night's meeting, starting at 6 at Mary Branch Elementary School, is the first of two opportunities for public input. A fifth-generation Texan who has spent the last 12 years in Arizona feels like he's back at home in College Station. The new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, finished his first week last Friday with a swearing-in ceremony. McMahon, whose firefighting career began in 1989 northeast of Dallas in Hunt County, has also attended the Texas A&M Fire Training School. He moved here from a chief's position covering suburban Tucson, including the University of Arizona.
The area that I served for population there for fire protection was about 255,000 people, and the area that we served for EMS was close to a million.
During his first week in College Station, McMahon says he worked until 9 at night in order to visit firefighters at the city's 6 fire stations. A 3-month investigation by College Station police has led to the arrest on charges of impersonating an officer. 22-year-old Jimmy Russell Fox of College Station is accused of identifying himself as Officer James Russell and threatening a man who was seeing Fox's ex-girlfriend last November. Fox is also accused of trying to get the man's daughter to reveal the whereabouts of her father. According to the arrest report, Fox called College Station 911 and began verbally abusive to dispatchers when identifying himself as Russell and reporting the other man was holding his ex-girlfriend hostage by drugging her. The ex-girlfriend told police she was with the other man on her own choosing. And another case of impersonating an officer took place 2 weeks ago. CSPD received a call from a woman who took an Uber ride from Northgate to her home. According to the arrest report, she just got out of her car and she was approached by a man who pulled up in his Jeep, identified himself as an undercover cop, and said the Uber driver had almost run over people in Northgate. The passenger got back in the Uber car, took cell phone pictures of the Jeep, and called the real police. That led to last Friday's arrest of 37-year-old Daniel Thompson Hurd of Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 67 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for a passing shower. Temperatures today 75 to 80. Clouds overnight, the risk of a shower by morning, we're 65 to 70. Some sun develops tomorrow, breezy with the chance of a shower. Warm day, 80 to 85. A few showers are possible tomorrow night, but they'll end lows near 70. We'll turn partly sunny and cooler for Wednesday with highs around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the weekend in Aggie sports, including the men's basketball team's win over Alabama on Saturday and the women's team's loss to Ole Miss yesterday. Plus, we're going to hear from A&M baseball coach Rob Childress on their weekend against Pepperdine. And in the NBA, the Spurs earned their fourth straight win after routing the Lakers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, the three of us, none of us watched any of the Oscars last night.
No.
We heard about it. So we'll have to depend on somebody like Ben or Chip or somebody who watched it to tell us just what's funny is TMZ, their headline says, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway pull a Steve Harvey.
Yeah. No, Steve Harvey tweeted this morning and says, good morning, everybody. Went to sleep early last night. So what did I miss? Hashtag Oscars.
Yeah.
It's been retweeted almost 6,000 times this morning
course,
already.
They roll out the old actors who played in Bonnie and Clyde. That was Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. And what's weird is he opens the red envelope and pulls out, I guess, the card that says whatever it's supposed to, looks at it, and then looks back in the red envelope to see if there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could have been kind of cute. Maybe he was trying to be dramatic, or did he know who was supposed to win and it wasn't in there? Because he looks in the envelope, and then he looks off stage. Faye makes the announcement. You know.
La La Land.
Yeah, and everybody's, yeah. And then they all come up on stage, and after the second guy speaks, he says, oh, by the way, we lost.
Well, and from the sounds of it, it said Emma Stone, who won Best Actress for, or Best, you know, Lead Female Role for La La Land, that was the card that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what confused him was, you know, it said Emma Stone La La Land. And then
so
Faye
just
said,
reads.
La La Land, well, that's the only option we have,
wow.
So that's what we're going to say.
Interesting.
And then when the La La, I mean, and this is that award I heard this morning, you know, this is that award everyone gets on stage to accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his best picture. This is anyone who is associated with the film is getting up there, and all of a sudden the producer's going, nope, not us. Just kidding.
Yep. Whoops. Yep. Come on up. I need you guys to come up, and you move out of the way. Now,
man.
But we should have known, because apparently part of the stage collapsed Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
A prop crashed down during the rehearsals. The accident happened about 11:30 in the morning on the stage at the Dolby Theater. The props tumbled over and crushed a camera. No one was injured.
So, wow.
Yeah. So there that should have foretold there was going to be a problem. Hello.
Yeah, I understand there was a little problem at the Oscars last night. Breaks my heart, but, you know, Steve Harvey feels good. But those were only the two bookends. What about in between the U.S. presidential election?
Oh, well, okay. All right.
You know, I mean, we had a surprise there, too.
We did. You're right. I didn't put those two together. Oh. It's just a year full of surprises, folks.
Year full of surprises.
Anyway, we'll talk to people who actually saw it later or not. All right, so I guess winter's over?
I guess.
I don't know. Not sure. I haven't seen any mosquitoes yet, but that's okay. They'll come around.
That'll be the first sign that, okay, we're down here.
Did we tell the story on the air about the guys who were camping in Alaska and it heated the ground up so much that the mosquitoes came out and attacked them?
No.
Had a listener call me about that on Friday.
God.
And I told the story to somebody. I didn't remember if we told it on the air.
Mm-mm.
But we were talking about the other day the most serious injuries in every state and insect bites, one in Texas for some reason. And the caller said that his son was working in Alaska. And so it's cold, and they built a bonfire, and they did, and it warmed the earth up so much that the mosquitoes came out and started biting them. So with that in mind, the biting insects and all the diseases that they carry, anything from yellow fever to Zika to malaria, and a group of scientists have set out to test which of the 11 types of insect repellents actually keep them away. Almost all of the products had a small or undetectable effect, including sprays, wearable devices, and your good old citronella candles.
Mm.
Only DEET and lemon eucalyptus spray did the trick.
Really?
To test them, scientists put a person at one end of a wind tunnel to act as the bait released to this band of several dozen very hungry mosquitoes.
I would not want to be that test dummy.
Don't understand that. And tried each of these 11 products. Now, the Cutter Lemon Eucalyptus, a spray of lemon and eucalyptus oil, was apparently so repulsive to the insects that only 29% of them dared approach the human.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's tick and insect repellent spray, 98% DEET, did better than anything else.
Yeah.
And the wearable device off, That attracted 27% of the mosquitoes. What they're saying is, again, it's the cutter lemon eucalyptus.
Which, and that one at least sounds a little bit more natural than, like, DEET on my skin.
It's a far cry from lemon eucalyptus to DEET.
Well, and I kind of like the smell of eucalyptus. That's kind of nice,
and lemon,
you know,
yep, fresh.
Right, so that could work together.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the personal sonic mosquito repellent and citronella candles actually drew more than 90% of the mosquitoes to you.
Oh, perfect.
See, so you've been burning citronella candles for all these years, maybe? Well, maybe that doesn't work so well.
Ew.
But here's the other thing. Who was the person at the end of the wind tunnel? Was it the same person every time?
No, I bet they had different people.
Because we've talked about that.
And that would make a difference,
yeah. Because fat people, you know, excuse me, larger people attract more mosquitoes, maybe because there's more,
maybe
more area.
Maybe they did use the same poor soul.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Well, and I don't see, years ago when Off came out, they had this box that had a place where a guy stuck his arm in, and it said, "See how mosquitoes, hungry mosquitoes,
yes,
go after this."
I remember that commercial.
That poor schlub.
Yeah,
man, he had to put up with that.
I bet he was getting paid a little extra than your typical hand
model.
How much
do you make for that?
Okay, anyhow. All right, so people think that club soda. Well, so what I'm saying is the citronella is not working. Okay. So the best thing to do is anything that's got DEET in it or this lemon eucalyptus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right.
And I guess they make DEET in a safe way.
I mean, because even though they said that
we all turn into mutants 12 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
The lemon eucalyptus only was like, 28%?
Yep.
And then the DEET was like 98%.
Yep, that's right.
So,
yep. Hello?
So the correct medical term that you're searching for is not plus-sized. It is bariatric.
Oh, bariatric. I got you. Bariatric friendly. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. The mosquitoes like us because we taste like gravy.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, we got.
We don't eat as much of that up in Alaska.
Got a little bit of blood in our gravy stream there.
Is it brown gravy or white gravy? I mean, it makes a difference, doesn't
Depends
it?
Depends on what you're eating, Scott.
Yep. That's probably right. So anyhow, club soda, the be-all, the end-all, right?
Right.
We think so. Anyhow. These are other things that you can do besides get that stain out of the carpet with club soda. You can loosen a rusty screw. If you got a rusty screw and you don't have any WD-40, of course, you know, club soda is a lot less expensive than WD-40, but nonetheless, and it won't budge. Pour a little club soda on it, walk away for about 5 minutes, and when you come back, the fizz should have loosened the screw. Because it takes care of works on the built-on rust.
And then when you get a little sweaty, just take a swig.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, how about stains in your coffee cup? How do you feel when you look in that white cup and see that stuff? Yeah, that's what's going on in your teeth, your show, by the way. Anyhow, so if you need to get rid of that, what you do is you just, at the end of the day, put some club soda into your cup, and then just go to bed. Wake up in the morning. It's real easy to clean out with a paper towel.
Okay.
Stainless steel appliances shine when you spray club soda on them. Spritz the surface, wipe it with a soft cloth, and then dry it off. Also, it'll work as cleaning mirrors. A spray bottle of club soda instead of glass cleaner will leave a streak-free and odorless shine.
Huh.
So, but doesn't it lose the fizz in the bottle after a while?
I mean, think so.
Yeah.
Who knew club soda had so many great uses other than just a fine drink?
You know, it's almost as good as duct tape.
Yeah. The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When a relationship begins to feel like an obligation, how often have you heard, it's simply time to pack it in? The truth is, a successful marriage requires not only a want to, but an ought to. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Obligation has become something of a dirty word when discussing relationships. Folks will talk endlessly about passion and romance, but obligation? Who wants to trudge forward through a marriage when your heart isn't in it? That negative characterization of the word misses its deeper significance. Dr. Scott Stanley at the Center for Marital and Family Studies at the University of Denver says obligation, which is really just a form of commitment, is the foundation for sustaining a marriage over time. You see, a relationship based solely on feelings is doomed to failure. Your spouse cannot make you happy all the time. No matter how hard they try, over the course of life, they'll disappoint you from time to time. And that's why obligation is a positive. It's an anchor, keeping a relationship stable no matter what other factors may change. Obviously, a relationship with nothing more than a sense of obligation to keep it alive can't remain healthy for long. So while commitment is important to a marriage, couples need to grow beyond it. A successful marriage is not about either commitment or passion. You need them both. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. In A&M men's basketball, Robert Williams scored 17 points and grabbed 10 rebounds as the Aggies defeated Alabama 56-53 on Saturday night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
I'm not right very often, but I really thought whoever got to 50 would win. We had some good minutes in the second half, and wasn't the prettiest game I've ever coached, but it was that way for 40 minutes.
The Aggs improved to 15-13 on the season with a 7-9 mark in SEC play. Sophomore Tyler Davis finished with 13 points on the day, making 9 free throws on 13 attempts. Both were single-game highs for an Aggie this season. Here's Davis.
It was a tough start for us, but I think we did a pretty good job of regrouping. The whole game was just kind of foggy. It was a weird pace to it. It was a weird, you know, the way they defended us. They did a lot of different things. So, you know, it was a foggy game, but we handled it well. We got the win.
Texas A&M next hits the road for the final time during the regular season tomorrow when they travel to Columbia to face Missouri. Tip-off for that one scheduled for 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, yesterday in the women's game, Texas A&M fell 62-49 to Ole Miss at the Pavilion. The Aggies are the sixth seed for the upcoming SEC Women's Basketball Tournament in Greenville, South Carolina, and return to action Thursday in the second round against the winner of the Arkansas-Florida game. Tip-off for that one will be at 7:15 p.m. with pregame at 7, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Don't forget you can catch both of the basketball coaches shows tonight on WTAW. The Gary Blair Show kicks off at 6 p.m. followed by the Billy Kennedy Show at 7. In A&M baseball, the number 20 Aggies won their second series of the season after a trio of home runs and 15 hits helped them down the Pepperdine Waves 10-6 Sunday afternoon on Olsen Field. The win was a rubber match that sealed the series for the Aggs after winning 3-0 on Friday and falling 2-1 on Saturday. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the win.
Proud of the way we answered back, you know. Kilkenny wasn't incredibly sharp, but did get us to the fifth inning. Kaylor Chafin was outstanding, stopped them in their tracks, and, you know, we got going offensively and, you know, not a whole lot of zeros on the board, you know, after the third or fourth inning.
The Maroon and White secured the game in the eighth after Logan Foster recorded his second homer of the game with a bomb to the scoreboard. The Aggies return to action tomorrow when they host Prairie View A&M in a 6:30 p.m. midweek contest, and you can hear the game on The Zone as well. In the NBA,
there's David Lee to help out as he got by Murray.
DeJounte to Kawhi for the easy dunk.
Kawhi Leonard scored 25 points, and the San Antonio Spurs routed the Lakers 119-98 yesterday in Los Angeles' first home game since Magic Johnson took over the franchise's basketball operations. LaMarcus Aldridge had 16 points for the Spurs, who have won four straight and 9 of 11. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Bradley. It is indeed time for our deal of the day. This time it is a 2012 Toyota Tundra Limited 5.7 liter V8 black SR5 package. Those are hot trucks. And you can get it for $26,588. And now let's say you get that truck and you decide you want to spruce it up a little bit. Well, Texas Custom Outfitters can do that for you with package deals that will roll right into the financing for you. Wheels, tires, bumpers, window tint, grill guards, you name it, they can install it at Texas Custom Outfitters, which is actually part of Team of Navasota. It is truck month, so you can get a brand new Ford truck as well. And if you do, you're going to be part of a, well, I was going to say chosen few, but it wouldn't be chosen because, well, quite frankly, Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck for the last 40 years. And they've got huge discounts on all those trucks, as a matter of fact, because it is truck month. To find out more, all you have to do is take the short drive south to Navasota, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, and it's time for House Tips with Jen.
I feel like we should have a gong or some sound effect or something like that.
I know, some
like
sort
that.
Of produced element for right. this, but when it comes to selling your house, you know, people live in houses, things happen. Sometimes stuff happens to the wall, stuff like that. What are some of the house tips that you can give when it comes to sprucing up your house a little bit?
So painting-wise, we tend to see one of two things. Well, we tend to see the same thing a lot, actually. You know, within a year of painting your wall, the paint that's in the can and the paint that's on the wall is not going to match. And people want to go through and just with a big brush, touch it up, and the wall looks like it has chicken pox. So I would say if you have nail holes, the simple thing to do is just barely fill the hole and then get one of those little gray sponges that you can get from a like Hobby Lobby and barely touch up that hole. If you've got streaks on one wall but not on another and the paint doesn't match, don't worry, paint it from corner to corner because light is going to hit every wall differently, and it's okay if it's just off a little bit.
Those are the kind of tips you get from the experts. Get in touch with them, zarealestate.com.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, we've all seen these things happen either in person or on TV. Basketball game, halftime, player. I mean, somebody comes out of the stands. They shoot the basketball. They hit a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer in half court, and they win something, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, happened at the University of Louisville. Sophomore won a $38,000 scholarship at a women's basketball game by hitting a layup, free throw, three-pointer, and a half-court shot. Now he's been told he cannot receive the money because he played basketball in high school.
Aww,
what?
Come on.
Jackson Losden pulled off the feat during halftime on Thursday night. Afterwards, however, he was told that he would not be eligible for the prize money because he had played high school basketball in the last 6 years.
Well, did they tell him that at the beginning?
Louisville athletic spokesperson confirmed that he did not meet a couple of the stipulations, which are very specific, though he did not say why the 20-year-old was allowed to participate in the first place.
Right.
Should have been told right then. It was clear that he was not eligible to collect the winnings.
Yeah, way to get his hopes up.
That would be bad publicity.
And trust me,
I've
seen a lot of high school basketball players who still can't do that.
Oh, sure. I don't think
it's still an impressive feat. Yeah.
I can't imagine that necessarily matters. You still have to do it under the pressure and do that stuff. So,
man, he'll start a GoFundMe account.
He'll
be fine.
It'll be okay. Today is no-brainer day, okay? So that means you can, what does that mean? You get to do something really stupid?
No, I think it's like, early. Oh, that's a no-brainer. Okay. Like, you don't even have to think twice about that.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Like, getting off work at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, yeah. It's a no-brainer. Like
that would be a no-brainer. So, anyhow, so celebrate that today. And it's also National Kahlua Day, so you could combine those two if you wanted to.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and also Strawberry Day, so we'll see. All right, as far as the weather is concerned, it's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Slight chance of showers. You can see it's kind of overcast out there, but no showers around. 81 is the high today. 85 is the high for tomorrow. It cools down a little bit Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be right around 70-ish. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 8. 67 degrees at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.